And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. The evening of Claudia Vincent's first appearance in Larry Noble's hit play on Broadway has started off very badly, with clashes of temper and frayed nerves. The strain for the guests at the theater party Mary's arranged is almost as great as for the members of the cast. And right now, during the first act intermission, we find most of the audience out in the lobby for a smoke and a breath of air. Julia Dixon, secretary of Rupert Barlow, who financed the play, is standing with Oliver Wilson, the fortune-hunting young man she invited to return with her from Bermuda. And we hear...
Julia, let's go. We can talk. I can't bear all this crowd milling around when I want only to be with you.
There isn't time, Oliver. And besides, you've made quite enough trouble for me for this evening.
Oh, then you are angry with me, and that's the one thing I didn't want.
Well, what do you expect after running out the way you did? Leaving the house at Oyster Bay without so much as a word.
But, darling, I did leave a note.
A note, yes. You left a note pinned to your pillow. But who do you imagine read it first?
It was addressed to you. Who did?
Rupert, of course.
I might have known he'd be poking around.
Well, it's his house, after all.
Yes, I know. You don't have to remind me. The great Rupert Barlow owns everything. A Long Island estate, cars, servants, a yacht. I'm beginning to suspect that he owns you as well, Julia.
Now, Oliver, that's a hateful thing to say.
I know it is, my sweet, but I'm desperate. You don't know what I've been through these last 2 days. Nothing can ever be so horrible.
Oliver, I don't want to appear callous to your suffering, but... Well, you will admit you put me in a very humiliating position when you just ran off before Rupert's dinner party.
But my angel, I thought you at least would understand. I had to do it. After the beating Rupert's hired thugs gave me, I was in the most awful pain. And the tooth that bothered me before simply had me in agony. I didn't want to cause you any more trouble, my love, so I just quietly left the house and drove like mad to New York so that I could have the tooth fixed and be here by the time the curtain went up. I did hope to arrive at the restaurant before you'd finished dinner, but I couldn't manage it. And now you're angry. You don't believe in me anymore.
I didn't say that, Oliver.
But it's what you mean, Julia. I can see it in your eyes when I arrived and took my place beside you. The angry look you gave me and the way you kept edging away when I tried to be close to you.
Did you expect me to welcome you with shouts of joy after what I'd been through?
I did hope you'd try to understand.
You don't know how embarrassing it was when we all gathered for dinner. And the chair by my side was empty. Rupert, of course, went out of his way to call attention to your absence.
He would. After all, he's been planning just this sort of thing to break up our romance. It was your sainted Rupert who hired thugs to waylay me on the road and beat me up, you know.
Oliver, I can't believe that.
Then you don't believe I'm telling the truth?
Well, it isn't that. I just don't believe Rupert would do such a beastly thing.
I didn't expect to hear such words from you, Julia. I've been through a lot these last days, more than you'll ever know. And now that I've found my way back to you, there's no sympathy, no understanding.
Oh, Oliver, that's not true. But I don't believe it was right of you to simply run out, leaving me with only a note.
I only did it because I thought it was the kindest thing, really. Won't you try to understand? The only thing I've done wrong is to try and protect you, dear. Won't you say you forgive me?
Of course I do, Oliver.
You mean it? Do you really mean it?
Yes.
Well, then there's nothing has changed for us. We're just as we were before Barlow had me beaten up.
Oh, hush, Oliver. Don't talk so loud. Oh, people are staring at
us. Nonsense, let them. They're looking at you, my sweet, because you look so like an angel tonight.
Oh, Oliver, you simply mustn't talk like that out here where it's so terribly
then
public.
Then come away with me from all these people.
Oh, but I can't.
You can, Julie, if I mean anything to you at all. You must see it's impossible for us to stay here anymore.
But we can't leave now. Well, not in the middle of the play.
And why not? Does the play mean anything to you? Is it so important as that? You know that Claudia Vincent is horrible. She's clipping about up there like a cow. It's grotesque.
Hush, Oliver, you mustn't say that.
It's true. Now, why must we sit here and look at her? Watch her make a fool of herself, and all we want is to be alone. Just to be together, Julia.
Oh, Oliver, I do agree. This play is terribly tiresome. I never did like it, even when it opened. And now that Claudia Vincent is in the feminine lead opposite Larry Noble, it seems even worse, but...
That's all I need to know, Julia. Come along. Just follow me.
Well, Julia.
Oh, Rupert.
May I join you? Or is your conversation too personal for that?
Of course you may join us, Rupert. What a ridiculous question.
Did Mrs. Noble give you the slip, sir?
What do you mean by that, Wilson?
Only that you always seem to be so very pleased when she's around, sir. It seems to me you scarcely have a moment for anyone else.
It might be a good idea for you to keep your ideas to yourself, you impudent young upstart.
Oh, Rupert, please, not in front of all these people.
Why not? Are you the only one who's permitted to create a scene in public, Julia?
Oh, that's not fair. That's absolutely beastly.
Now, look here, Mr. Barlow. Unless you can behave in a gentlemanly way when you're with Julia, I shall have to take steps, sir.
You have to take steps. I've got a good notion to have you thrashed within an inch of your life.
You've already done that, Mr. Barlow. You'd better think of something a little more original.
I'll have you know that I don't believe a word of your ridiculous story, and whatever there might be in it, I had nothing to do with it. The idea that I'd bother with you...
Oh,
a young
come
idiot like
now,
you.
Mr. Barlow. Only a moment ago you were threatening me. You must make up your mind, old boy. You really must.
My mind is made up. I don't intend to be burdened with you any longer. I mean to be rid of you once and for all.
Of surprises. Just listen to the great Rupert Barlow making a scene.
I don't understand it, Maud. What in the world has gotten into everybody?
Don't ask me. I'd say the first night jitters was showing up in the audience as well as in the cast.
Do you think I ought to go over and see if I can get Rupert away before he creates another scene?
Oh, let him alone, Mary. The first thing you know, you'll get yourself mixed up in this mess, and then you'll be in trouble, too.
Oh, you don't know how I wish this night were over. Wish I'd never suggested bringing anyone to this opening night of Claudius.
Oh, I don't know. As a matter of fact, I'm enjoying it a lot. Oh, it's quite an experience for a character actress of my mature years.
I don't see how you can be so calm, Maud Marlowe. After all we've been through.
Why not? Julia wants to make a scene in New York's most fashionable restaurant. I have no objections. And if Rupert wants to go her one better here in the theater lobby, I have no objections either.
Oh, it'll be all over the papers tomorrow.
Well, what of it? They've got to have someone to talk about. Let them talk about Rupert and Julia for a change.
I can't understand why he's in such a temper. But just look at him now, absolutely fuming.
Yes, I see him, Mary. Blowing off steam. Oh, and will you look at young Oliver Wilson with Julia? Did you ever see such a look of utter devotion? Oh, if I wasn't absolutely sure that he's a complete phony.
I can't figure him out, Maud. I've been trying to understand what happened since I found out that he'd been backstage here late this afternoon and that he left the theater with Claudia.
I've been wondering about that too, Mary. Mary, maybe my little propaganda didn't fall on deaf ears after all.
What do you mean?
I have an idea. Oliver is playing both ends against the middle. He believes that Claudia is an heiress. And still, he doesn't want to lose his chance with Julia. It seems quite possible to me that the young man may have more trouble in store for him than he realizes. Oh, I know I wouldn't want to be the one to be in the middle if those two women started a row.
Do you actually suppose Oliver was with Claudia all that time? Instead of being at Rupert's dinner party?
I haven't the least idea, Mary. He's certainly being attentive to Julia right now. Oh, it's going to be interesting to see how this evening comes out.
Interesting? It's ghastly. I only wish it were over.
Well, there you are. All a matter of opinion. I'm having the time of my life, but I seem to be the only one. Certainly our leading lady doesn't seem to be having much fun.
Oh, I'm sorry for Claudia. She does seem so terribly nervous.
I wouldn't waste my sympathy on her, Mary.
I didn't think she'd be this nervous, did you?
Perhaps she has something on her mind.
Well, naturally, an opening night is always tense, and this is her first appearance on Broadway. I think she'll be rather good in the part once she settles down. Although I die before I admitted it to Larry. Just the same, I can't help feeling sorry for her.
Well, it's just possible that her state of nerves isn't induced by her fear of an opening night audience.
What do you mean, Maud?
I don't actually know, not for sure. But Claudia Vincent doesn't strike me as the kind of woman who would have fear of the footlights. I'd bet my shirt that it would take a lot more than that to get her into such a state of jitters.
And as the buzzer announces the second act, Mary and Maud Marlowe prepare to re-enter the theater and continue the ordeal this evening has become. How will Oliver Wilson come out of this mess now that he realizes Claudia Vincent, with whom he eloped, is not an heiress after all? We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.